happy. I think what makes me unhappy is how unhappy people are with me. I am beautiful in every single way. His words can't bring me down. If you're not big, you really cannot possibly understand. Like, you could be dead, you could be a drug addict as long as you're not fat. I think that's so absurd.
You could be dead, you could be a drug addict, as long as you're not fat. The Gossip's lead singer Beth Ditto is happy with who she is, but are you? They show that they wish that they had your smile. This week on the Radio 1 Surgery, we ask, is our obsession with body image out of control? How do we see other people? How do we see ourselves? And what exactly is perfection? People are all
the same. The perfect woman, it's generally someone that's very slim, no kind of flabby parts around the midriff.
I mean, I look at girls thinking, she looks good, she's got good legs, yeah, that's what I want, that's how I've got to keep on coming.
Oh yeah, the perfect guy is going to have, well, you know, you can see your stomach muscles, you can see your six-pack, yeah, that's absolutely essential.
The perfect guy will definitely have, like, six-pack, you know, big biceps, big triceps, big shoulders.
Then sort of, then after that, you're looking at toned pecs and whatever.
So, this is perfection. This is what we sweat down at the gym for. But at what cost? Meet Sam and Laura, two girls who push themselves to the extremes. One at her lowest weighed just 5 stone 6. The other topped the scales at 16 stone. If you saw them, let's face it, you'd judge them. So forget what you think they look like and listen to what they have to say.
Well, I don't feel comfortable with myself at all, like. I've come to hate
my body. I couldn't bear for someone to see me in a swimsuit in the swimming pool and on the beach. I'd always wear a caftan and just cover up as much as I can, or a sarong or something, you know, that covers up the worst bits.
Even if it was a hot day, I'd wear, like, jumpers and everything just to cover it up. I hated my body, like, I'd always cover it up because I didn't want other people seeing, and also I just didn't like it myself, so I like to hide it away.
I still find it difficult to look in a full-length mirror because anything I put on, to me, doesn't look nice. You know, anybody else can tell me it looks lovely or whatever, but for me, it doesn't.
I just hated my body, and I stopped looking around, and I was like, well, I want a body like that. I've had enough of how I am.
You can't just say to someone, I don't want you to feel like that. I want you to feel like you're beautiful, because it doesn't happen. Somebody only feels beautiful if they feel beautiful.
Everyone can say you're beautiful, and it's yourself that has to believe you're beautiful. You can only believe it yourself. I don't wanna wear that.
It only makes me look bad. But that's the problem. They don't believe it, and deep down, most of us don't believe that we're beautiful.
I'm not the best looking of guys, but where I can improve myself is my body, in a sense. I can't change my face, but I can change my body to look perfect.
92% of girls aged 15 to 17 want to change the way they look.
I come to the gym, I suppose sort of to keep fit, but more to look better and lose weight.
And more of us are on the quest for perfection.
Really, I mean, stereotypically, to look good, you have to be, like, skinny and toned, and especially being a girl, have, like, a perfect body and stuff like that. And I don't really, I need to lose a bit of weight, so that's why I make myself come to the gym.
I want to aspire to look thin, but not too thin, to have my curves and just have a toned stomach, like a definition in my stomach, so that when if I bend over or something, my slab doesn't hang over it or something like that.
But what happens when you lose perspective on the way you look? What happens when what you eat is all you think about? Diet Coke and a pizza, please. Diet Coke, I'm on my knees
screaming. Big girl, you are beautiful. In the morning when I wake up, as long as I have my cup of tea, I'm all right for an hour or so before the thoughts start. But as soon as that hour or so is over, then it just starts coming in my head, and it's the only thing that I think about then through most of the day.
Like, when you wake up, I guess the first thing you think is obviously food, because your world is revolved around food. Or my first thought was sort of like, what do I have to do today till I can go to bed again? And also because when you are asleep, sort of gets you away from the reality of it.
It's 1:10, and so it is lunchtime, and I haven't eaten anything yet today.
Yeah, I guess I was just thinking about, like, when I would allow myself to have something else to eat